Jonna, and welcome to a special reactionary episode of the New Zealand Property Market Podcast, brought to you by CoreLogic, producer of Agents TV, on the 17th of April, 2024. I'm Head of Research, Nick Goodall, and I'm joined by our Chief Economist, Calvin Davidson. Calvin, we're trying something a little bit new today and doing a shorter, really reactionary podcast to an important release. Today, of course, being the CPI inflation data, literally out 20 minutes ago. So, mate, run us through the high-level figures and probably the important part, how they compare to the Reserve Bank's expectation of where this data would be, and then we can talk about some of the details and implications of this.
Yeah, all good. Yeah, so this is very much off the cuff, and I haven't been informed by any other's opinions because I haven't seen the bank economist notes yet. So this is, we're putting it out there, you know. I haven't been able to poach my views from other people. So headline rate 4% in Q1 2024. So that's down from 4.7 in the previous quarter. So very much in line with what was expected. I mean, I think it probably cuts the Reserve Bank and bank economists in half, actually. I think the Reserve Bank was slightly below 4. The bank economist slightly above. So yeah, very much in the target range. Slowest 4% is the slowest rate since June 21. So yeah, it's good from that perspective, but bad from the perspective of still being above target. So yeah, there's still some, it's very much the Reserve Bank's line, exactly what they're expecting. You know, there's still inflation challenges, but at least that trend is downwards. So yeah, that's the headline result. I mean, very much driven by housing. The biggest component was the household or housing, I think they call it housing utilities, something like that. Rents up strongly, new build construction costs still rising, and rates, council rates are rising pretty sharp and a big contributor. So yeah, it's good and bad, I guess.
Yeah, I think that, as I said, you know, the comparison to expectations, one of the key things, Reserve Bank 3.8, it's a little bit above that. So I think there's the negative side to this. You know, we can take the positive view, which we sort of touched on Monday, actually, in terms of it was 0.6% inflation over the quarter. That was 0.5% in Q4. So even if you annualize either those quarterly rates or even annualize those two quarter rates, you're sitting around about that just over 2% annual rate of inflation, which is right in the middle of the target band. You could go essentially job done. I think, as we've all talked about and everyone knows these days, the important part is, of course, the breakdown between the tradable inflation and non-tradable inflation here. And, you know, when it comes to that non-tradable inflation, so domestic inflation, all about, you know, measuring the final goods and services that do not face foreign competition, it's an indicator of that domestic demand and supply conditions. That came in at 5.8% for the 12 months to the end of the March quarter, compared with 5.9% at the end of the previous quarter in December. So essentially no change there, still holding relatively high. And as you said, because of all those impacts of especially housing costs, rents and rates and all those things. So that's probably the downside to all this, right? Even though that's probably relatively in line with the expectation, it is, you know, still holding really high. Because when you look at the non-tradable inflation, that's the international inflation, essentially, non-domestic, that was down at 1.6%, so really low, right? And so that's the one that's doing the heavy lifting once again here. So when you talk about, you know, what the Reserve Bank wants to see and the impact of the OCR, which is what this all comes down to, you know, the signs aren't necessarily that great and says there's still a lot of work to be done here. And that's what everyone's going to be really interested in. So, yeah, any extra detail you want to talk about there? Any figures I missed out on that you want to pick up on?
Yeah, I mean, that's the crux of the issue, isn't it? That's trade-off between domestic or non-tradable inflation and offshore and tradable. And that's really the big divergence is at the moment. Non-tradable still holding up pretty strongly. Tradable actually falling pretty sharply from quarter to quarter. And I think the quarterly rate on that tradable stuff was actually negative. So in other words, tradable prices went down. So that's definitely doing the work for the Reserve Bank. Their problem is that's the thing they can't really control. So I guess that's where the concerns come in. And actually for tradable, you'd have to say there's potentially upside risks there. I mean, yes, prices went down in the first quarter if you look at that quarterly rate, but I think what's gone on in the last few weeks with global issues and possible risk to oil prices, this sort of thing. So yes, I think that's where the concerns will come in. As I say, we haven't had a chance to read others' views, but I think that would be my initial impression is that, yeah, it's kind of trending in the right direction, but you look at that breakdown, non-tradable has hardly changed at all. And yes, tradable is favorable for now, but it might not be so favorable in the next sort of quarter or two. So I think that's where probably the emphasis will be in terms of others' commentary. So we'll wait and see. And I think that's probably the concern.
Yeah, absolutely. And you think about Reserve Bank terminology, what do they say? They don't want any upside surprises to inflation. And guess where those surprises come from? Or, you know, maybe not so much a surprise as it is, like you said, non-controllable. And that's those global geopolitical issues right now, as you say. And I think we also, I haven't got the figures in front of me, but I think it was the American CPI data was a little bit higher than what they were expecting too. So again, when you look at what's happening in America, large trading powerhouse around the world, that's going to have an influence as well. So, you know, while I think your point there is, you know, there's some good results from the recent data internationally, there is a good chance that those things start to reverse once again and you start to see tradable inflation lift and that non-tradable stick high. You're going to see those overall figures hold up again and not continue that maybe nice recent trend of drifting closer towards that 1% to 3% band. So, yeah, I think when we pull that together, ultimately, it has to be said, well, you know, nothing really changes from the Reserve Bank's perspective. The commentary that was relevant last week, that was relevant 6 weeks ago or 7 weeks ago, remains true today. And we wouldn't expect to see much of a change from their perspective or their forecasts or their, you know, monetary policy tightening position change when they come out with another statement in sort of 5 or 6 weeks' time. Is that probably your expectation? And then from there, anything else? I know that we're always crystal ball gazing even further, but you know, when you think of the position right now is that no change to the OCR until late this year at the earliest. Any feeling, gut feel? I know it's early reaction, but any thinking off the back of that where that might change from the Reserve Bank's perspective?
I think that's pretty much on track. I mean, I don't think too much changes. Yep, there's issues here in terms of inflation. It's that Reserve Bank. It's the same story. It's inflation slowing. It's still above target. We've still got those concerns about non-tradable and maybe some upside risks to tradable. So I think that, you know, that story has always been in place. And so not much changes in terms of that story. So no, you know, no near-term prospect really of rate changes in either direction, I suspect. Certainly no increases unless petrol prices really spike or something like that. But barring a shock, we won't see increases. But at the same time, yep, there's still those inflation pressures. So no near-term falls either. I guess on balance, my impression of this, if you're looking for a sort of direction of travel thing, that kind of is it up down, you know, I suspect that this is probably a little slightly more concerning than perhaps people were thinking. Maybe I'll see what other people come out with, but that would be my gut feel is that it's maybe just slightly more concerning, suggests maybe a little bit of, you know, extra concern around this inflation number and mostly because of that non-tradable still being pretty high. So that's the initial impression. I don't think it changes the dial too much, but if you're looking for a balance of risks, I think that's where it lies is maybe a little bit more concerning for inflation than less concerning.
Yep. I think that's fair. I'd probably align with that. So not really good news, unfortunately, but I suppose it's not dramatically bad news either. So the track that we were expecting previously continues on. Don't expect an OCR fall until maybe November. But of course, we know we've got some pretty important data releases coming out in the next month or two as well. So there's still plenty more information to come before we can truly, you know, pick what's going to happen in interest rate decisions that are, you know, 6 or 7 months away, so we can leave it till then. But that's pretty. I think we'll pretty much leave it there, mate. Anything else on your mind?
No, I think that's it. Yeah, we'll see what the other people say, whether we're completely off the mark or not. But yeah, it's hot rod. You know, quick reaction. That's you put it out there and see where it goes.
That's the point. And if this goes well, we can do it for future big releases in the future as well. And we'll likely shorten our Monday podcast, which, you know, many people might say is a positive as well. So we'll leave it there. Thanks, as per usual, for your thoughts, mate. Good to get them hot off the top of your noggin. I appreciate that. And thank you very much, as per usual, for listening. Please make sure you subscribe to the show. Feel free to get in touch. Do you like these quick podcasts or not? Do you want more of them? Please let us know. I just want to say thanks again. My name is Nick. He's Calvin. You've been listening to the New Zealand Property Market Podcast. Mā te wā.